This is Ozarks at Large. Friday night, the Walton Art Center will continue its 10x10 art series with a performance called Leo. According to the center's website, this witty one-man show from Berlin blends physical theater, acrobatics, and mind-bending animation, challenging the perception of reality through the interplay of live performance and video projection. The show has won several awards and has been performed around the world. Producer Greg Parks says there are three actors who take turns playing the character of Leo. There are typically two performances of Leo on the road most of the time, and Greg estimates they performed 250 shows last year. Yesterday, Greg, along with Julian Schultz, the actor who will portray Leo Friday night, stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio. During our conversation, Greg discussed how the show came to be.
Actually, the original idea for the character came from another show we produced in Berlin, and we were making an original show in Berlin, and one of the artists had an idea for it, and he said, I got this idea. So we were in the studio, and we tried the idea. It was had to do with video and turning a camera and stuff, and we're just sitting in a corner of a rehearsal room and going, oh, yeah, that'll probably work. So then we started working on the idea. And when that show opened, it was 3 2-minute sections in the show. Just this character, this little character who we saw for three times for 2 minutes each. But he was a pretty funny character, and people really liked it. And so the show ran for a year in Berlin. And we basically had different performers, because the show ran so long, different performers came in, and everybody would add a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And by the end of the run, it had gotten to about 15, 16 minutes of material. And we were looking at it and said, maybe there's something we could do with that. So we went into a workshop and started playing with it. And is this character interesting enough to go further with? Is the idea interesting enough? And it was. You know, it got to where we wanted to get it. It got to 30 minutes and then 40. And you go, well, it's still not quite there. But we kept coming up with ideas, and in the end we got to, you know, it's about a 65-minute show with quite an arc and quite a story.
Well, how long did it take you to get the exact movements? I mean, let me back up for a second. So if somebody hasn't seen this, there's a box that you have one of the actors in.
It's a room.
A room.
It's a set. The set is a room. It's a two-walled room. It's a two-walled room. There's a floor and two walls.
And then to the side of it, there's a screen?
There's an oversized video screen. Yeah, there's an oversized video screen. And the curious thing about the box is it's wider than it is tall, but the screen is taller than it is wide, and the proportions are pretty much equal. But the screen is a little bigger than the actual set, so from there we get the original idea, and it's quite a simple idea. We never hide the idea, but it's essentially the performer does everything sideways, so that the floor for him in the projection is actually one of the walls, and one of the walls for the performer is the floor in the projection. So we cheat gravity that way.
I've seen some video of this online, and it's quite fascinating. And again, like you said, you're not hiding the fact, and you can see that it's somewhat simple, but it's somewhat difficult too, because you had to really sit and think about, okay, well, we want him to look like he's sitting on a chair now. I mean, how long did it take you to sort of choreograph all of that? Like, okay, a little more to the left, a little more to the right. Okay, now you're sitting in the chair. Good job.
For the performers, it's a big adjustment. I mean, it really messes with their heads. Yeah. At the beginning, you can talk about that a bit, Julian.
I was rehearsing with a screen right in front of me, so I could see myself while I tried things out. And that was really helpful. So my head was not like this. Just little small things to adjust. And I had to have like video to see myself and to check what I'm doing there. So otherwise I couldn't imagine what the hell I'm doing there. So.
What, did you ever find yourself sort of getting confused about which way was up and which way was down?
No, actually not. No. When you're in that box, you know where you are. It's like that. You have to imagine how the people see you. And that's the point, I think. You have to be in the other way around all the time. And It's mostly the head that looks weird when it's like in a weird angle. Also, that you won't stand like this.
Right, with your head cocked to the side.
Actually, yeah. It's more confusing for the people outside. Because when you're working on it, and I mean, being inside, and he would work with, you know, video for himself to see and stuff. But we quickly get rid of it once they have a basic idea of where they are physically, because like video, they watch it too. You know, oh, how's this looking? They're looking instead of facing and paying attention to what they're doing. But it's really confusing for the people outside when you're trying to work on it, because you get confused how to explain, because you're watching a screen and then you put your hand to the right and the right ends up being way going down to the floor. And then you say you lose all sense of how to direct and help someone work on it, because you're going, oh, yeah, no, a little higher. No, that's lower. No, to the no. So even when we're doing some of the drawing, there's a whole section of drawing and you go, oh, it's a little too. And then it just gets totally confusing how to explain something to the person.
Which up? Yeah. Which right?
Well, what is your background in the performing arts, Julian?
I was on an artistic school for 3 years. I had dance and acrobatics. Well, actually, I was in an acrobatic school, but I did many dance lessons there. And I finished with dance acrobatics.
Yeah. Well, how did you end up with this role? How long have you been one of the performers of Leo?
It's my third year now. I've done it for 2 years.
And Greg, we were talking before that there are three performers?
There's three performers that do it, and all of them had worked with us in other shows in Berlin. The show originated in Berlin, and it was made by a creative team that was half from Berlin and half from Montreal. And we worked with Julian was in another show that we had made. All three were in another show that we had made, and all three actually worked together in that show.
Yeah.
Oh no, Toby
left, yeah.
The other two, Toby and Toby was the original Leo, and William, who's the third Leo, actually they interchanged roles.
Yeah.
They replaced each other in the show, so they were doing the same stuff. And that's sort of how the link to Leo with them came along, because he'd already replaced Toby and some other stuff, so we said, oh, we'll try him in that. And Julian just was a natural, so we said, yeah, Jeff.
Well, can you tell me a little bit about the story arc that you mentioned? What will people see when they go? What is the story of Leo?
It's a single man. It's a man alone in a room who... The arc of the story is pretty simple. He's alone in his room, and he slowly discovers that gravity in his room has changed completely. And so first he explores what's going on, and then as he begins to figure it out, he begins to play with it and have fun with it. He's alone and has a suitcase, and the suitcase also brings in its own surprises that also leads the story at times. But the arc of the story is he keeps ending up back at the simple point of being alone in his room. And as he progresses through it, different sections evolve. There's a quite musical section with lots of dance, and then at another point there's a section where he's alone in his room again after a while, and so he decides to create his own a new environment for himself there, and draws his whole environment on the walls and creates a whole new world for himself within the box that actually comes to life. It comes alive, and then he plays with that, and then it turns into a nightmare. So he decides he needs to get out, and then that leads us to the denouement.
Okay. Well, Julian, it is a one-man show. Is it difficult being the only person on stage, given that it's very physical?
It was in the beginning, but I really get used to it. Now it's fun. I like it to be alone on stage.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good feeling, actually. Yeah. In the beginning, it was. I felt when I went on stage. Oh, before, I just was with big crowds, like 8 people on stage, or partner acrobatics, many people jumping around and dancing together. And this show is, there are so many points in the show where it's silent, no music, it's just me on my own. And yeah, I need to get used to it. But when I was there, it was pretty good. I like it.
What do you like so much about being the only one on stage?
I have the crowd in my hand.
Well, this morning you guys did a couple of shows for some local kids. How were they? How did they react?
Oh, they were so funny. I had to keep my laugh. Yeah, it was great. I think the first ones were the oldest.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were pretty loud in the beginning, but then I think they got more concentrated and they were really into it. In the end, they were silent and
really focused. Yeah, they were
really
very
focused.
Yeah.
I loved it. And the younger ones were a storm before. It was so loud. Before I went on stage, I was like, "Ooh, there's a stadium out there. I don't know what's going on." Yeah, it was fun. And and this performance, I really had to keep my laugh because, yeah, they had to laugh all the time and really from the heart.
Yeah, and it was the young ones were sort of, as they were, you could tell they were totally following because in the drawing section, he'd start to draw something and they were guessing
what it was. What is this?
Oh, yeah, you can hear people yelling at, "It's a fishbowl, it's a fishbowl! It's a cat, it's a cat!" No, it was great. They were totally into
it. Was
it.
Cool.
Why should I come see it? What do you hope audiences will take away from seeing Leo?
Well, Leo is, it's a really touching story. I mean, it's a piece of theater it's very personally touching because it's a story of someone we can relate to very well. And the arc of the story allows us to totally identify with this character, totally relate and bond with the character. And then as his story changes, we go with it and evolve with it. And it touches on a lot of different emotions just because of the arc of the story and where he takes us with his own personal journey.
And it's also pretty entertaining, I think.
And it's also very entertaining. Yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's good. People love it because of that also, I think.
Yeah, that's very true. It is very entertaining. It's very funny. The beginning of the show is very funny, and then that's why it's a very poignant trip because it starts off very funny, which grabs everybody, but then it gets... It doesn't get so serious, but it also does have its serious moments, and then it gets more reflective, and so the journey is deeper than just a few laughs. That's why it's fun.
Well, Greg, Julian, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
That was producer Greg Parks and actor Julian Schultz inside the Furman Garter Performance Studio. I spoke to them yesterday afternoon. Julian will teach a master's class tomorrow evening. The workshop is intended for actors, dancers, and movers of all kinds who are at least 16 years old. Leo can be seen at 8 o'clock Friday night at the Walton Art Center in Fayetteville. As with all shows that are part of the 10x10 art series, tickets start at $10. For more about the master class or the performance, you can visit waltonartcenter.org.